Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechus Shabbos, Daf Peches. This daf relates numerous teachings about Bnei Yisrael's experience at Har Sinai. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chassa said that the pasuk Yitzatzvu B'Tachti Zahar, they stood at the foot of the mountain, comes to teach Shekafa Kosh Baruch Hu Olam Zahar Ki Gigis, that a Kosh Baruch Hu covered them with a mountain as though it were an upturned vat, and said, if you accept the Torah, fine, but if not, Sham Tehek Vurashem, your burial will be there. Rav Achim Bar Yaakov said, Mikan Modu Rabu Araisa, from here there are grounds for a notification of coercion regarding the acceptance of the Torah. Rava said, nevertheless, they accepted the Torah again in the days of Achashverosh, as it says, Kimu Vekibu HaYehudim, the Jews established and accepted. This is interpreted to mean, Kimu Mashi Kibu Kvar, they established in the days of Achashverosh what they accept in the days of Moshe. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar said, when Bnei Yisrael said Nasa before Nishma, a baskol emanate and said to them, Migil Avanai Razeh Shemalchei Asharis Mishtamshim Bo. Who revealed to my children the secret which the Malchei Asharis use? Rashi explains that a malk stands ready to do Hashem's will even before he knows what it entails, unlike other servants that wait to hear the instructions to determine if they can accept them. And point number three, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that when Moshe ascended to Shemaim and the Malchei Asharis were told that he had come to receive the Torah, they asked how something that was stored as a treasure for 974 generations before the world was created could be given to flesh and blood. Hashem told Moshe to answer them. So after Hashem afforded him protection from them, Moshe proceeded to point out how the mitzvahs have no relevance to the Malachim. They were not in Mitzrayim, they were never enslaved, they don't live among idolaters, they don't engage in Malachim that require stopping from it, and so on. After he challenged them and asked them if they had envy or a Yetzirah, they immediately conceded, and each Malach, including the Malach HaMavis, gave him a gift. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chassa said that the pasuk Yitzatzvu B'Tachti Zahar, they stood at the foot of the mountain, comes to teach Shekafa Kosh Baruch Hu Olam Zahar Ki Gigis, that Kosh Baruch Hu covered them with a mountain as though it were an upturned vat, and said, if you accept the Torah, fine, but if not, Sham Tehek Vurashem, your burial will be there. Rav Achim Bar Yaakov said, Mikan Moda Rabu Araisa, from here there are grounds for a notification of coercion regarding the acceptance of the Torah. Rav said, nevertheless, they accepted the Torah again in the days of Achashverosh, as it says, Kimu Vekibu HaYehudim, the Jews established and accepted. This is interpreted to mean, Kimu Mashi Kibu Kvar, they established in the days of Achashverosh what they accept in the days of Moshe. Point number two, Rebbe Elazar said, when Israel said Nasa before Nishma, a baskol emanate and said to them, Migil Avanai Razeh Shemalchei Asharis Mishtamshim Bo. Who revealed to my children the secret which the Malchei Asharis use? Rashi explains that a Malch stands ready to do Hashem's will, even before he knows what it entails, unlike other servants that wait to hear the instructions to determine if they can accept them. And point number three, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that when Moshe ascended to Shemaim, and the Malchei Asharis were told that he had come to receive the Torah, they asked how something that was stored as a treasure for 974 generations before the world was created could be given to flesh and blood. Hashem told Moshe to answer them. After Hashem afforded him protection from them, Moshe proceeded to point out how the mitzvahs have no relevance to the Malachim. They were not in Mitzrayim, they were never enslaved, they don't live among idolaters, they don't engage in Malachim to require stopping from it, and so on. After he challenged them and asked them if they had envy or Yetzirah, they immediately conceded, and each Malch, including the Malch HaMavis, gave him a gift. All right, so now we go to a Simcha Peches, and in this case it was a landslide victory for Pach, being garbage, garbage bin, garbage can, dustbin, and words of the sort. So I'm going to go with garbage can, just that's because the word I use. So we'll use garbage can for Peches. So thank you everybody for your suggestions, and here goes. When the big brother was caught holding a garbage can over his kid brother, demanding he pledge Nasa V'Nishma to him, he explained to his parents the whole reason the Torah was given to him is specifically because he has a Yetzirah. Once again, in slow motion. When the big brother was caught holding a garbage can, that means we're on Peches. When the big brother was caught holding a garbage can over his kid brother, which reminds us, Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chassa said that the pasuk V'Yitzatzvu B'Tachti Zahar, they stood at the foot of the mountain, comes to teach Shekafa Kosh Baruch Hu Olam Zahar Kigigis, that Kosh Baruch Hu covered them with a mountain as though it were an upturned vat, and said, if you accept the Torah, fine, but if not, Sham Tehek Vraschem, your burial will be there. Rav Achim Bar Yaakov said, Mikan Moda Rabo Araisa, from here there are grounds for a notification of coercion regarding the acceptance of the Torah. Rava said, nevertheless, they accepted the Torah again in the days of Achashverosh, as it says, Kimu Vekibu HaYehudim, the Jews established and accepted. This is interpreted to mean, Kimu Mashi Kibu Kvar, they established in the days of Achashverosh what they accept in the days of Moshe. So when the big brother was caught holding a garbage can over his kid brother, demanding he pledge Nasa V'Nishma to him, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said that when Bnei Yisrael said Nasa before Nishma, Abbas called Emine and said to them, Migilu Avanai Razeh Shmalchi Asharis Mishtamshim Bo. Who revealed to my children the secret which the Malchi Asharis use? Rashi explains that a Malch stands ready to do Hashem's will even before he knows what it entails, unlike other servants that wait to hear the instructions to determine if they can accept them. So when the big brother was caught holding a garbage can over his kid brother, demanding he pledge Na'aseh V'Nishma to him, he explained to his parents the whole reason the Torah was given to him is specifically because he has a Yetzer Hara. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that when Moshe ascended to Shemaim, and the Malchei Asharis were told that he had come to receive the Torah, they asked how something that was stored as a treasure for 974 generations before the world was created could be given to flesh and blood. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to answer them. After Hashem afforded him protection from them, Moshe proceeded to point out how the mitzvahs have no relevance to Malachim. They're not in Mitzrayim, they're never enslaved, they don't live among idolaters, they don't engage in Malachim to require stopping from it, and so on. And after he challenged them and asked them if they had envy or a Yetzer Hara, they immediately conceded in each Malach, including the Malach HaMavis, gave him a gift. So when the big brother was caught holding a garbage can over his kid brother, demanding he pledge Na'aseh V'Nishma to him, he explained to his parents the whole reason the Torah was given to him, is specifically because he has a Yetzer Hara. Alright, so now it's time for a four blah bah chazara. Daf Pei Dalet. So the simple Pei Dalet is a spaceship on a launch pad. So here goes. This spaceship was carried out to the launch pad. Launch pad, that means run Daf Pei Dalet. This spaceship was carried out to the launch pad by oxen, which reminds us, Rav has said that according to Hananya, the rule that a ship that can be carried even when it's laden is Makabel Tuma even applies to a ship that is so heavy that it needs to be carried by oxen. The Gemara brings a proof based on Mishnayos and Kelim, through which you learn that an exceptionally large wagon that's pulled by oxen for transporting stones can be Makabel Tuma if it can contain medium-sized pomegranates this year to give a wooden vessel the status of a Keli. So this spaceship was carried out to the launch pad by oxen, outfitted with a clay couch that can't be Makabel Tuma's midras, which reminds us that the Gemara seeks the source for Bryce's ruling that earthenware vessels are not Makabel Tuma's midras. Rav Chizkiya learns from a Hekesh in the Pasuk regarding Azav's couch, which is Tamei Tuma's midras, that says, and a man who will touch his couch, just as the Zav can attain Tahara through Tevil and a Mikvah, so too the couch must be made from material that can attain a Tahara and a Mikvah. This excludes an earthenware vessel from Tumas Midras. The Gemara cites two more alternate sources. So the spaceship was carried out to the launch pad by oxen, outfitted with a clay couch that can't be Makabel Tumas Midras, and on a mission to plant five different seeds in a garden patch on a different planet. Which reminds us, the next mission the Perek provides a source that one can plant five different seeds in a garden patch that is six tefachim square and not violate the prohibition of kalayim. The Pasuk Mishael describing the blossoming of the Jewish people at the end of the day says, Kika arts totzi simcha ukagana zero tatzmiya. For like the earth gives forth its plant, and like a garden causes its seeds to sprout. Rav Yehuda clarifies in the Gemara that each word in the Pasuk that denotes growth or vegetation is a reference to a separate species. Totzi, simcha, tatzmiya each represent one species, and Zeruel, being plural, represents two more for a total of five. The Rabbanan determined that five species sown in a six-fucking patch will not draw nourishment from each other. Daf Pehe. So the Simran Daf Pehe is a dentist checking someone's mouth. So here goes. The dentist, that means we're on Daf Pehe. The dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient from Seir's mouth, which reminds us, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the pasuk that teaches us that the Rabbanan can be relied on to determine the 5 points of horticulture is, do not move the boundary of your neighbor, which the early ones marked out. The Pasuk's come to teach that one should not encroach on the boundary that the early ones established for planting. And Rashi explains that planting too close to the boundary will weaken the neighbor's field. It was said in the name of Yonasan that the early ones are those mentioned in the Pasuk, El b'nei Seir ha-chori yoshvei aretz. These are the sons of Seir, the chori inhabitants of the land. Inhabitants of the land, Yoshvei Aretz, teaches they knew which land was good for growing certain species. Chori teaches they could smell marichin the land to know which species to plant there. And Chivi teaches they would taste the ground like a snake, like a chivya, determine what is best to plant. So the dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient from Seir's mouth, who had just come from planting in the 6x6 internal area of the vegetable patch, which reminds us, Ravasi said, that the 6x6 dimensions of the garden patch mentioned in the Mishnah was referring to the internal area of the patch, excluding its borders which were used for walkways. If the borders which were typically a tefach wide were included in the dimensions, that would only leave an area 4x4 tefachim wide, and therefore there would only be 2 tefachim between the center seed and the seeds along the sides. There needs to be at least a distance of 3 tefachim between seeds to not violate the prohibition of kalayim. So the dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient's from Sayer's mouth, who had just come from planting in the 6x6 internal area of his vegetable patch, staggered amongst other patches. Which reminds us that Melchokas and Marayim regarding where the Mishnah's vegetable patch was planted. Rav said it was planted in a barren area where there was nothing around it. Rashi explains that since the Mishnah said that four rows were planted along the sides, that would only leave a distance of 2 tefachim between the seeds and those of an adjacent patch, given the 2 tefachim of walkways between them. Shmuel says it was planted amongst other patches, in which all the patches were planted in a staggered fashion to ensure a distance of 3 tefachim between the adjacent seeds. Daf Pei Vav, so the Simon Pei Vav is police. Here goes. The police, that means we're on Daf Pei Vav. The police were told to prepare for 3 days, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that the source for the halacha that a woman who emits semen on the 3rd day after intercourse is Tamei is from the Pasuk in the Parsha regarding the preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. Hayu nechonim l'shoshes yamin. Be ready for a 3-day period. Rashi explains that since the 3-day period was prescribed to give the woman the opportunity to immerse themselves after intercourse and be in a state of tahara for Kabbalah Satorah, we learn that semen remains viable for up to 3 days, and its discharge is metame the woman. And the entire daf is centered around this topic. So the police were told to prepare for 3 days before ascending the mountain at daybreak, which reminds us, Rav Avinu bar Abba said that Moshe always ascended Har Sinai at daybreak, and he descended at daybreak. We know that he ascended at daybreak based on the pasuk, V'yashkin Moshe b'buk v'yal Har Sinai, and Moshe rose early in the morning and ascended to Har Sinai. We know that he descended at daybreak based on a hekesh in the following pasuk, Lech reid v'alisa ata v'aron imach, go descend that you shall ascend and Aaron with you. Just as Moshe's ascent was at daybreak, so too his descent was at daybreak. So the police were told to prepare for 3 days before ascending the mountain at daybreak to seek evidence as to when the Aseret Sedivros were given. Which reminds us, there's Malkokas Tanaim regarding when the Aseret Sedivros were given. The Rabbanan hold they were given on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi holds they were given on the 7th of Sivan. Rava brings proofs from Sukkim that they both agree that Bnei Yisrael arrived at Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan and that their Torah was given on Shabbos. They disagree as to which day of the week Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on. Rabbi Yossi maintains that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, making Shabbos the 7th of Sivan. The Rabbanan hold that Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, which would result in Shabbos being the 6th of Sivan. Daf Pei Zayin. So the Simur Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The golden Pez candy dispenser. Golden Pez candy dispenser. That must mean we're on Daf Pei Zayin. The golden Pez candy dispenser given to the student the teacher agreed with 3 times, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. Moshe did 3 things based on his own understanding, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him in each instance. Number 1, Moshe added 1 day of abstinence in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. Hashem agreed, and the Shekhinah did not rest on Har Sinai until Shabbos morning, which was after the day Moshe had added. Number 2, Moshe separated from his wife after the Aseret Sedivros. Hashem agreed, and when he told Moshe to tell everyone to go back to their wives, he said to Moshe, but as for you, Moshe, stand here with me. And number 3, Moshe broke the luchos. Reish Lakish learns from the pasuk referring to the luchos, asher shibarta, that which you broke. The Kosh Baruch Hu said, yasher kochokosh shibarta, your strength shall be true to its mark because you broke the tablets. Rashi explains that Reish Lakish interpreted the word asher, which, to mean ishur, an affirmation. So the golden Pez candy dispenser, given to the student the teacher agreed with 3 times, was to be used within the tchum on Shabbos, which reminds us, there's a Malchukas Amoraim regarding the scope of Shabbos laws that were commanded in Mara. Rava holds they were commanded to observe the primary laws of Shabbos, but not the laws of tchumim, Shabbos boundaries. According to Rava, Bnei Israel left Rephidim on Shabbos and arrived in Midbar Sinai the next day. Rav Acher bar Yaakov holds that the laws of tchumim were also given in Mara. Therefore, Bnei Israel left Rephidim on Sunday and arrived in Midbar Sinai the same day. So the golden Pez candy dispenser given to the student the teacher agreed with 3 times was to be used within the tchum on Shabbos and featured 10 candy bricks, each stamped with a crown. Which reminds us, the Tanna taught that the verse of Nisan Natal Eser Ataros took 10 crowns, meaning 10 things began on that day. 1, creation. 2, the offering from the Nesim. 3, the Kahuna. 4, Avodah. 5, heavenly fire on the Mizbeach. 6, eating Kadshim. 7, the Shekhinah residing in the Mishkan. 8, Berachos Kohanim. 9, the prohibition against Bamos. And 10, the first of the months of the year. All right, so now we go to our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number 1, which daf do we have the Malchukas when the Aseret Sedivros were given? That's on daf Pei Vav. Good. Number 2, which daf do we have the Kosh Baruch Hu was surprised when Bnei Yisrael knew to say Naaseh V'Nishma? That's on daf Pei Ches. Good. Number three, which daf going to one should not relieve himself in a field, in a freshly plowed field, because of the malacha of Choresh, that's on daf. Payoff. Good. Number four. Which daf we have malachos regarding which Shabbos laws were taught in Mara? That's on daf. Pei Zayin. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed Har Sinai over Bnei Israel like a gigis? That's on daf. Pei Ches. Good. Number six. Which daf do we have malachos if the setting of the garden patch in the Mishnah was in a barren field or in a staggered field? That's on daf. Pehe, good. Number seven. Which daf do you learn that everything is created for a purpose, like flies and gnats? That's on daf. Ayin Zayin. Great. Number eight. Which daf do you learn that the first of Nisan has Eser Ataros, 10 crowns? That's on daf. Pei Zayin. Good. Number nine. Which daf do you learn that a ship is not Makabel Tuma? That's on daf. Pei Dalet, good. And number 10, which daf we malchokas, if achil al yidei adchak is considered achila, that's on daf. Ayin Vav, good. Now we go to the three bonus questions of Maseches Brachas. Number one, which daf to learn that there are six things that are unbecoming to a Talmud Chacham, that's on daf. Mem Gimel, good. Number two, which daf to learn that a dish with little pieces of bread that are smaller than kazayas still get some motzi if they have tzuras of pas, they still appear, will look like bread, that's on daf. Lamed Zayin, good. And number three, which daf do you learn that one should always daven with COVID Rosh, that's on daf. Lamed, excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz, plus the three bonus questions from Maseches Brachas. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhoff from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.